Well, when Dan asked me to pick out one particular thing in the book that would have been my favorite or something I felt that was important, I picked out a section where I was talking about dealing with students. That was almost like hanging a shingle outside of your studio, because a lot of the private trumpet students that I had, some of them you'd have to spend 50% of the time getting their head on straight, and the other 50 hoping to teach them some trumpet and some music. But this was an experience that happened that I thought was really monumental, because it showed what good direction can do for the students and this one particular student. So I start this paragraph by saying, like anyone else, I struggled with some students, and often when I did so, I tried to make the entire ensemble part of the solution. Sometime during the 1980s, a freshman student from one of the suburbs entered NIU as a music major, but more specifically to become a member of the NIU Jazz Ensemble. This young man was as brash, arrogant, and abrasive as anyone I had ever met. During audition week, he went right up to one of the players from last year's ensemble and told him, quote, "I'm going to have your chair next year," end quote. He did not make the ensemble that year, but did win a chair the next year. And as we approached the final week of the fall semester, the other four players in his section came into my office and said, quote, "If he goes on the winter tour, we're not going," end quote. I told the four of them, "You know that we are committed to clinics and concerts for those 10 days. Plus, we have engaged the services of a well-known jazz soloist." I told them that I realized that this young man had been very difficult to work with, but that I wanted all of them to seriously consider why he acted that way. You have to ask yourself, why does he act this way? None of you do. "Here's what I'd like you to do," I said. "On the tour, I would like for each and every one of you on separate nights to invite him out for a cup of coffee, a Coke, or whatever you like to drink. I want you all to try to help this colleague of yours to be a better person. At our spring concert, we traditionally gave out an award through secret ballot to the one person in the ensemble who had contributed the most to the successes we enjoyed. What an incredible feeling I had the following year when this young man won the award in his junior year. He's gone on to a great career as a music educator, and I could not be more proud of any graduate that has gone through the Jazz Ensemble program."